BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. The Google game is back, the most revealing game on Radio 1. We always say too much. Bumble Air Wednesday with a very impressive gap. And a great new idea from our listener Mark from Bournemouth. The WhoVent calendar. We can do it on the show every day up to Christmas.
Scott Mills. Radio 1.
Scott Mills. 1.
Christopher.
Hello.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm really good. How are you?
Really good. I might not play any Adele today, if that's all right with everyone.
What's this? Some kind of dirty protest? What
no,
is it?
It's nothing to do with her. People still love her. It's just that people are getting a bit annoyed about online queuing for her tickets today.
What's happened? I've not seen this.
Right, so people have been online queuing for like hours and then they see others getting tickets. They're like, how come they got some and I didn't? And it's making them mad.
Got ya. I had this with the semi-finals when I was going for Watford tickets last season.
Not quite
was
the same,
last
but
season?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was. And yeah, it's really tricky because you go an online queue, but I managed to sneak in just before the online queue was announced to have started. And I know that I was annoying people doing that as well.
Really?
Because everyone posts pictures of their place in the queue.
Yeah.
Is it the same with Adele?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
So this, I've just seen this person tweet, "So waiting for each 30-second countdown on Adele ticket sales is a good way to waste your life. Hashtag optimistic." Someone says 2 hours. This is someone that was listening to Adele earlier. Oh, said it again. Adele Roberts. 2 hours online queuing to get Adele tickets for my mum, and it's just sold out. And now Adele comes on Radio 1. Oh. Thanks very much.
Do you know what? We should have offered a service because I don't think you've been all that busy today. You could have queued for them, couldn't you?
I've had meetings, schmeetings all day, actually.
Meetings,
yeah,
exactly.
I have. Very important ones.
You could have got in an hour early and queued for your loyal listeners.
What, I queue on their behalf?
Yeah.
I'd have to be earlier than an hour ago. This has been going on for hours since this morning.
You can line up all the computers here in the studio and just have them all going.
Also, have you seen the adverts for her concerts? I'm not being funny. Why do you need to advertise them on TV? It's Adele tickets. I saw that coming on The X Factor. I was like, surely the only person in the world that doesn't need to advertise that there's tickets going on sale.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm going to have to buy some gloves today. I'm so cold. Gloves?
Well, you've had to hoo them. No, gloves are fine.
I know they're on, but do I strike you as a glove wearer? You've never seen me in a glove.
You strike me more as a mitten man.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, Scott.
Hello, who's that?
It's Matt.
Hey, Matt, where are you today?
I'm in Exeter at the moment.
Okay, what are you doing?
Currently waiting by my laptop since 10 o'clock this morning.
Oh, what, for Adele tickets?
No, something different, actually. I've been waiting. We're supposed to get our essay results back today, and I've literally been waiting since 10 a.m. refreshing the screen over and over. It's now like 1:10.
Oh.
And still no results.
Well, what are they doing?
I know. We were saying we've got a strict deadline to give them in, so there should be a strict deadline for them to give them back to us.
Yeah, bit of sass there. That's what I want.
Are you that fussed?
Yeah.
Yes, he's fussed.
I'm in third year, so it's like
counts now.
One of the most important years.
Yeah.
And yeah, so it's really important.
So it's not only people waiting for Adele tickets that are waiting today online, is it?
No.
But let me make you feel better, Matt. At least you're not paying £300.
Oh, God, no. Well, no, technically, I'm paying £21,000.
I was going to say, paying all the money in that. Is there anything we can do to help with the burden, financially or otherwise?
Not financially.
21 Pilots, that might help.
21 Pilots?
That might help.
I thought you were like, you could pay me £21,000, that might help. All right, I hope you get them soon. Love you, bye.
Okay, love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I've just seen that Ollie Murs is turning up and doing his Christmas Live Lounge next Thursday.
Yes.
That's when you know Christmas is on.
Yes, yes, yes.
It's happened for many years now. It's like a tradition. It's like, it's the same as me playing Wrap Myself in Paper every year or calling that Carol place in America.
He does a few as well, right?
Yeah,
love
yeah.
That.
Festive Live Lounge.
Yes.
That's what we want. That's going to make us all feel, if we're not Christmassy at the moment, that will make us feel good. Next Thursday, he'll do all the songs.
Merry Christmas.
That's right. Hi, Steph, who's painting in Essex. Just got through on Adele to buy tickets, and then my page refreshed as I was putting payment through. Now they're all gone. Don't play any Adele today. All right, it's not her fault. Not her fault. She's amazingly popular. Greg James on Innie the Bingo yesterday. It's always a wet one when Greg's on. You can count on that. and the classic clips were on. And now let's head over to Radio 2 to find out Richard Madeley's weekend plans.
I will be spending tomorrow building a brand new barbecue, having friends over for late afternoon nosh in the garden.
It's a classic.
It's a brilliant. It's so brilliant because also of the way he says barbecue.
All got a bit silly after this clip was played. Now we're going to a documentary about the Spanish resort Benidorm on ITV. Now thousands of Brits go to Benidorm every year.
Yep.
Water, please. After hearing this clip, I can understand why.
It's not the exercise I'm bothered about. It's just this path. It's so narrow that every time a lorry goes past, you look like you're either going to get sucked off or end up in somebody's bush.
That's Benidorm.
Somebody's boosh.
And we could not let Greg leave without playing his all-time favourite clip. Would anyone accept this as an answer?
God's sake. God's sake, man.
Not even like... even doing some kind of big intro for it.
No.
It's like a chore.
The clip speaks for itself.
So I'm going to go with head.
You're fairly...
Come on. Come on.
So I'm going to go with head.
You're fairly convinced the answer is head.
Yes.
Shall I accept head?
Yes! Gets him every time. Tomorrow, on Bingo, at 1:45, it's Cam from Sigma.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
OK, Elle has been on text saying, I'm sure you've mentioned it, but I think I've missed it, cos busy. Just wondered if you could remind me when relationship transfer deadline day is this year. Yeah, we have mentioned it, actually, over the last couple of weeks. It's Friday the 9th of December, so that's a week Friday. Is that right?
Yes, a week on Friday.
Yeah.
Oh, it's closer than I thought it was.
Really close. So if anyone doesn't know about this, that is the date that you are not allowed to dump anyone that you're with over Christmas, because it's too cruel to dump someone over the Christmas season. So if you're with somebody after the 9th, you've got to stick with them until a date that will be later decided.
It's mad. It's 1st of December tomorrow, Scott.
I know. Christmas shopping, has that been on yet?
Oh, of course not. No. Deal with that later. It's too early. No, genuine. I'm not saying it for a fake.
Every
it's
year.
It's way too early. Anyone who's Christmas shopping now, mad.
Elle says, my anniversary is coming up 2 days before deadline, so I'm hoping I'm safe. Well, yeah, you just got to hope, really. So if you are thinking of maybe dumping someone, like, this is nothing to do with us, by the way. It's your own decision.
Mm.
But you have to do it before Friday the 9th of December. Otherwise, you've got to wait until a date in January, which is TBC.
No, listen, I think we're all agreed. In an ideal world, no dumping would happen whatsoever. But last thing we need is breakups during the Christmas period. It's wrong.
It's too cruel. OK, so get it out of the way. If you're going to do it anyway, before Friday the 9th of December, that is your cut-off point.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Mark.
Hello, Scott. How are you?
I'm good. What are you saying?
My sister got me an advent calendar, which looked quite expensive, from a shop that rhymes with Wotel Wokalut.
Oh, that's the posh chocolate shop that do the advent calendars there.
It's very, very posh, yeah.
Yeah, so what are you going to do back if your sister's got you one of those?
Well, I didn't want to buy her something because I'm a bit cheap, so...
Right, that is really bad, by the way.
Well, I've got a Christmas present, so you know, she can't... Can't complain too much.
I used to be in a relationship where if I didn't buy them an advent calendar, it was a deal breaker.
Really?
100%. Really? Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
What, could you give her the same Wotel Wokalut one back and pretend you bought
Probably
it her
not.
As a treat? No.
Probably not, no.
Well, how's that going to work? She's going to open the doors and then she'll be like, well, this is the one I gave you.
Oh, yeah.
Glue them back up.
Yeah.
Okay, so what are you doing instead?
Well, I've made an advent calendar full of who's.
You've made your own advent calendar?
Yeah, I've done it on Photoshop, and there's a who behind every door.
Well, how did she
open... Every day leading up till Christmas.
How did she open them, then?
Well, it's one piece of paper printed out with all the who's on, and then the next piece of paper with all the doors on that I've sort of cut the doors, and then she can open the doors.
It's a lovely idea, but it sounds,
Oh, I quite like it.
Sounds a bit weak.
So, like when we do the who game...
Weak?
Like, week when we do the Who game. Like, you open a door every day and there's a different, what, a person or a thing that's a bit, oh, behind
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
I think the idea as a prototype sounds amazing, though, because I think if you did a good job with this, this could be the advent calendar of the future, maybe, even though it's about Who's. So it doesn't really make much sense.
Definitely.
But yeah, it could be one for
and
the future.
They'll never go out of date either.
That's true.
There will always be Who's.
Can you give me an example? Like, do you know what's in the calendar if I picked a door?
I've got it with me, yeah.
Okay,
hold on, this is really unlucky, isn't it? Opening up random doors.
It's fine.
What's
behind the 5th of December?
5th of December, Panda Pops.
Hello. Okay, what about the 10th of December?
Oh, 7th of December is one of my favourites, actually. It's a picture of Ali G saying, talk to the hand, because the face ain't listening.
And what about, let's go for like one of the big ones. What about, I don't know, the 24th, Christmas Eve. What's behind that door on the Who event calendar?
24th is a big one. It's one of those spirally things that you get in the supermarket that you chuck the coins into.
Oh, yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, good one.
You've really thought about this?
I really have. All of about an hour.
Do you think that she's going to be pleased with this?
Probably not, Scott. Let's face it. It's going to be quite an expensive calendar.
I think it's the kind of idea that we should be robbing.
Well, maybe next year.
No, what we could do is we could do like a Who vent calendar on the show, if you don't mind me blatantly nicking your idea.
No, of course not.
So imagine, right, Chris, every day on the show,
yes.
Let's say it's, I don't know,
tomorrow.
The tomorrow. Okay, we could start it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Potentially.
Okay.
Okay, so you say, let's open the door
right,
on the Who vent calendar.
Can we open up the door number one, please?
Okay, Chris, I'm opening up door number one on our Who vent calendar. Who's behind the door?
I'm blue.
Ho!
Oh, it's Eiffel 65.
Ho! Oh! We could do a Who a day.
Yes, this is a good idea.
Yeah?
I like this. I mean, it is completely stealing the Who vent calendar. Yeah, I've had a complete turnaround. It's actually quite strong.
There we go.
So thanks very much for giving us that idea for the show.
No worries.
Okay, love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Love it when people give us ideas that we can then use on the show.
Are we going to do it then? Is this the plan?
So. Yeah, starting tomorrow, right? If someone got me or made me one of those, I would be delighted, you know.
Mm.
Okay, let's test out how it might work. We can obviously put jingle bells on it and that. What door would you like?
Let's go
on the day, it'll be whatever the day is, but pick one now.
Well, let's see if we've kept this going for a couple of weeks. Let's go 15th, please, Scott.
15th of December. Let's open
December.
That door on the Who vent calendar.
My name's Honey G.
Honey G.
Sweet like Honey G.
And where are you from?
North Wheezy.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, let's celebrate midweek with the Spanish exotic sounds of the Gypsy Kings and some of the best bits from the show in the last week and also ever.
We continue with tracks from Jesse Rose, a brand new one taken from Guy Gerber's latest EP. And the new one on Tool Room Records. It's Munich's up-and-coming super producer, Posh Bank.
Also calls cold.
Oh, God, it's wild time of the snow, all right.
It doesn't put you off from going to school.
Well, the mother says we had to go anyway. We hadn't much of a choice in the matter, but sure.
It's a cold journey to school this morning.
Oh, God, you wouldn't be long getting frost, but...
God, I miss him.
I miss him so hard.
So much.
James did rock the keytar.
They're back. Get out and take your dogs with you, you pirate.
No, I'm actually in Honda Jazz.
This is their captain.
Hello, my name is Bobby Seagull.
Yeah.
That's what you sounded like at Edinburgh Airport. That was you.
Yeah.
It's not the exercise I'm bothered about. It's just this path, it's so narrow that every time a lorry goes past, you look like you're either going to get sucked off or end up in somebody's bush.
It's just a potato, darling.
Down, up, down, up,
down, up, down, up.
From the Arnold Schwarzenegger exercise video there.
Up, down, and one big one. Yes.
All the clips. Come on then.
Where are you?
Come on, 81199, tweet at BBCR1. Will is in Monmouthshire, starting off the bumbleo today. Matt in Kent is so cold, he's bumbleing his Chris Starks off. Extremely strong gap, lads. Superb work, says Ali. Bumbleoing his parcels off in Ribbon. Ripon, even.
Ellie in London bumbling away in her car on a supermarket site visit. Loving the Frostbit guy. Yeah, I miss the Frostbit guy, Rory,
oh,
so
God,
much.
Oh, God, you wouldn't belong here in Frostbit. Oh. Highlight of the week, this, says Sam. Bumbleoing his plough off in Martham. Okay, good. Then there's Spencer bumbleoing his spanners off. Yes, Queen.
I think he's always on, as is Richard bumbling on the Beat Harvester.
Always. Matt, Brad and Felix bumbleoing their onions off in Droitwich. Where are the newbies at? Come on.
Where's the noobs?
Jack and Ben bumbleoing their cold nips off in Rotherham. And Ash in Monmouth dancing on his chair.
Hello, my name is Bobby Seagull.
Here's a newbie, Naomi and Gareth in Exeter, introducing Gareth to his first ever bumbleo.
Oh, it won't be your last. Welcome along, Gareth.
Oh. Happy there.
40
of those. Down. Chris in Warrington getting ready for Christmas. Yes. Lee and Kat in hospital about to be mummy and daddy.
Oh. Cute.
Ian from Barnsley on the Woodhead Pass. Feeling ill, but you know he's soldiering on. I can't keep my hips still, says Nathan in Tenterden.
I thought I was Eamon Holmes for a minute there.
Off of new hips. Yes. He's even got new hips.
Hips don't lie.
And Tom, bumbling in his bandstand in South Shields. Okay, hon.
Hello, my name is Bobby Seagull.
Blaze it!
Daily.
Tell you what, I'm having a cracking week of spotting celebrities in the lift here at the BBC.
Well, who have you found now?
Well, I saw Alex Jones yesterday, and...
You always see her in the lift.
Well, it's because she works here.
Yeah, but why are you timing things at exactly the same? Like, I've never seen her in the lift.
Well, she does. She comes in about an hour for the one show.
Yeah. You're not arranging...
How's it going, aren't I?
Almost feels like you're arranging to meet.
No. And then I've just seen in the lift Bradley Walsh.
Bradley Walsh?
Yeah, off of The Chase, wearing a Chelsea boot.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio
1. Whoa, so I wonder what he's doing here.
I know. Okay, Sean, hello.
Hello, Scott.
How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks, yourself?
Very good, and may I be one of the last people to wish you happy birthday for your 26th.
Thank you, Scott, thank you very much.
And many and more.
I understand it's your girlfriend's birthday soon, right?
Yeah, it's her birthday on Boxing Day, which is nice and difficult. So, we're doing a mixed celebration next Friday, which is that the breakup day, which is a bit.
No,
yeah,
you'll be fine.
It's my deadline.
What? So you're coming to you're having a celebration on transfer deadline day.
Yeah, it's because our schedule's a bit busy working over Christmas, and it's quite expensive as it is. So we've got a weekend away in London to Winter Wonderland and to go for a meal. And
oh yes,
yeah.
Okay, so you're coming up to that London. You're going Winter Wonderland, have a couple of rides, a couple of sausages.
yeah, and watch the ice show and. Go to the ice bar and have a few mojitos and all that.
Bar. You're only allowed in there for 40 minutes.
Yeah, I know. Have a few shots and then leave.
Yeah, make sure you get a couple of pictures and put those up on Facebook, though, because
Please do. Your
friends will want to see that.
Yeah, they will.
Yeah, the hood up.
I really love it when people are in the ice bar and they put it on Facebook.
Yeah.
What else are you going to do?
Yeah.
Well, we've got a bit of space during the day between getting the train up there,
going into the hotel, and before Winter Wonderland, I was wondering if you two had any ideas what we could do during the day.
It's up to you. It really depends how leisurely you want to be, but I think if you're going all the way to London, what I would suggest is a trip straight out of London and straight to Watford. It's a wonderful town.
Watford, oh, okay.
Loads to do there.
You will be in central London, though, so, I mean, I wouldn't rush to Watford. It's just that he's from there, so he's biased.
Yeah.
There's this sort of fountain in the middle of Watford there. It's
he's
pond.
Going to London, one of the greatest cities in the world. You're telling me about a fountain in Hertfordshire?
Lots of people will know about it. It's a very famous pond, that. I've jumped into it before.
You're telling me to go to a pond?
In fact, don't do that.
Yeah, don't do the sights of London. Go to a pond in Watford. Here's what I've got for you today. Yes.
Very you, this, Mills.
This would cheer you up on a cold, dark Wednesday.
This reminds me of Cheryl Cole. Because do you remember when she performed this with Reggie and Bolly?
I've actually blacked it out.
Yeah, it was completely kind of, cringe.
Completely erased that from my mind. Anyway, this is
Sean, you can have that as your choice. Or you can have mine.
ODG.
And I'd like to dedicate my banger today to your girlfriend.
Okay.
Smooth. Very smooth.
Yeah. Beyonce, Jay-Z. Drunk in Love.
Oh, that's difficult.
It is difficult.
Yeah. A bit of a different choice for me, this one, but it's a good one.
Well,
Sean, there are two big choices there.
What do you do?
Do I be selfish and go for the one I want to hear, or the Beyonce banger?
Depends which. So for your girlfriend, what I would say, be a generous lover and let your girlfriend have this one.
Yeah. Oh, I don't like that term at all. Can we not say that ever again, please?
Generous lover.
No, I don't like it. I'm a very generous lover.
Okay. I've made my decision. Yeah. I'm sorry, Chris, but I've got to go for Scott.
Yes!
Yes, Queen.
Yes, Queen.
See, I just came back from Ghana. And I want to share the stuff that everyone was doing over there. Nobody want to see you rising. And when they do, they don't even like it. They just want to see you deep in crisis. Drive yourself, you don't need the license. Holler her, she can even ride it. Go ahead, move your feet just like this. Then he showed me the latest. We walk over the pictures.
Banger!
Just re-watching the Cheryl and Reggie Bolly performance of this. It was
what did she do then?
Fringe. She was dancing at the front, them doing the Azonto. Is that what the name of the dance is?
Yes, I think it is.
Performing the Azonto there.
See, like John and Kent, I rolled my eyes when this got chosen, but actually I quite enjoyed it. Cheers, Mills, for picking the most annoying banger ever. That's Hatchie in Portsmouth. What? Kath off of Portsmouth, proper banger, reminds me of Fern Cotton. Was she a big fan of Azonto?
Sorry, did you read out the message from Pete in South Wales? I was watching Cheryl dancing. What time's the act for aerobics, Mills? It is that kind of song a little bit. It does sound it.
Also, shout out to Head, Shoulders, Knees and Toes.
Hello!
For getting a mention on Azonto by Fuse ODG. I make that 2-1.
This is
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
And now it's time for the Google game. It's radio's most revealing game, as we found out last time. And the first one that Chris came up with was, is it cheating if I just watch?
Yeah. Well, yeah, and that shouldn't be forming a bad perception of me in people's heads. But this game does force you to kind of think, what would you type into Google if this was the thing you were typing in?
Yeah. Well, I ended up revealing that I dreamt about someone off of I'm a Celebrity, Adam or something.
Oh, Adam, yeah. Don't say Adam or someone. You know exactly who it is.
But not like
Adam
that.
Adam from Emmerdale.
It wasn't like that.
It was, though.
It wasn't, though. So we get the beginning of a phrase that's been typed into a search engine. We have to finish the phrase with what we think is one of the most popular searches in the search engine that rhymes with Google. For instance, if you put in, is it okay to, it auto-completes it for you. The first one is it okay to cry?
Yeah. Likewise, is it wrong for me to, ...
Yeah.
You know, it opens up your imagination as to what you would type in.
So we get given a beginning of a sentence, we have to finish it with what we think is one of the most popular answers that it auto completes with. You get me?
Yeah.
Okay, can we have today's subject, please?
Is it weird to smell?
Maybe it's just that. Maybe there's nothing else typed in after that. Maybe is it weird to smell?
Well, yes, it is weird to smell.
It is quite weird when you think about it. The five senses, that is. It's one of those things that we take for granted. It's a bit like when you're in the pub and you're having the odd discussion that heads this way and you're like, do you know what's dead weird? Some of the things we do as humans, like clapping. Like, why is that a thing? Why do we applaud? It's just two hands flapping together.
It is weird, isn't it?
It's no... Yeah, or like kissing. Yeah. That's the other thing.
I've never really thought about it, but that's quite weird.
Isn't it strange? Like, who invented waving? Like, why is it your hand that you're waving and not another part of your body? You know, just to say hello.
Mm.
But you never think these things through, do you? Just because you grow up, that's what you're taught. You're taught that clapping is that.
Yeah.
It's dead weird. You're like a seal.
I took it to be, is it weird to smell? As in, like, odour.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's not.
That's also quite weird. Why do we smell?
Because dirty.
Yeah, okay.
I assume. I don't know, actually. I don't know the ins and outs.
Okay, well, let's assume that the sentence does continue. Hmm. So I'd like to put out there, is it weird to smell other people's socks?
Okay, yeah. Well, this is
because
from a
previous... what you do.
Previous time we've played this game that I revealed that occasionally if I find some socks on someone's floor, I probably will sniff them.
Even if you know they're not yours?
Yeah, and you find it dead weird that. For me, it's no different to if you see on a wall a sign that says, do not touch wet paint, then you will always touch it.
Yeah, see, I wouldn't.
I think you're a secret sock sniffer as well.
Don't try and put it back on me.
You just won't admit it because it's famous. All right, well, I'm going to go further with is it weird to smell on the lines that you were talking about. Is it weird to smell like fish?
What?
I don't know, just the occasional sort of... is it weird? No, I don't personally. I'm just asking for a friend.
Do you ever get to that point where if it's a really hot day, right? Is this just me?
Mm.
You can start to smell a bit like beef.
Like beef?
Well, you say fish, I say beef. Everyone's got their own odour.
If you're eating a lot of something, then it's going to seep through. Isn't that how it works with asparagus?
No, that's your wee.
Yeah.
You don't end up smelling like asparagus because it doesn't really smell.
No, but is it not just that you've eaten too much beef and it's seeping through your pores?
It's not today, but like back in the summer, I was like, oh, a bit beefy there, Mills.
Is it weird to smell? It's more my clothes this sometimes. Is it weird to smell like ham? You know when your clothes can occasionally smell a bit like ham?
No.
I've always wondered what that is. It's disgusting. It's well gross. And it's only when you're about an hour into your day that you really notice it. You're like, what's that smell? It's like, okay, good, it's my clothes.
See, what I think you've done there, hun, is... You know how much I love washing, right? Mm. You haven't let it dry properly. Oh, no, I'll tell you what you've done. You've left it in the washing machine too long and it's gone a bit stale and a bit hammy.
Well, actually, this is something more from my past. It's not something that happens so much anymore.
Right. But you did have hammy clothes for a while.
Did I?
No, I don't know. I'm asking you.
Oh, well, no, it's funny you say that.
Obviously,
do you remember we were chatting to our boss a while ago, probably about a year ago now, and he was telling us that he's had to step in and have a word with a Radio 1 DJ because their clothes were smelling too hammy.
Yeah.
And he was saying that it was for that reason. It was for the washing thing. This is a true story, by the way.
Left them in the washing machine too long. You know when they go a bit stale, don't hang them out to dry then because they're already gone. Wash them again.
Weren't they on a work trip or something when he said it to him?
You get that smell of
sorry, them.
Them. You get that smell of slight wet dog.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
But lols to get in and talking to from your boss about it.
I know.
About the hammy clothes.
Right, let's break for a song, and we're going to do some more Google game after this. This is one of the things where we do, and it's like we kind of forget we're on the radio.
Mm.
Someone's like, are you aware that you're on Radio 1 and not just having your own private random conversation? I know.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We are in the middle of playing the Google game. We're given the start of a search on the search engine that rhymes with Google, and all Chris and I have to do is guess one of the most popular searches. Today... we've been given the subject, or the start of the sentence, is it weird to smell?
It's well revealing this game, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, I've just admitted my close smell of ham.
Okay, can I do one?
Go on then.
I don't know whether it'll be in there, but this is just me. Is it weird to smell new tennis balls?
It is a lovely smell.
Oh, it is.
But you don't play tennis. You see, I play tennis occasionally. So for me, new balls aren't...
When was that?
Like, occasionally over the summer I would have played. I used to coach it.
No, but I've got this thing with this personal trainer where he makes me go, he makes me catch the tennis balls.
Oh, what's, why?
Because it's a concentration thing.
You're playing catch with a personal trainer?
Yeah, but you're doing sit-ups at the same time.
Are you?
Yeah.
Or are you just playing catch?
No, we don't just play catch for an hour.
I reckon he throws the ball and shouts fetch.
No, he doesn't.
And you're pretending to be the dog?
No, but he always has new tennis balls.
Is that what you pay him for?
No.
Are you one of those?
No, I'm not. Sometimes I put a tail on. No, I don't.
Do you want me to go fetch the balls?
Do you remember that awesome show that we watched?
Does he take you for a walk?
Oh, it was so good. About the men that are dogs.
Yes, yeah. So are you...
No,
that, is that
not,
what you're doing?
No.
He's not really a trainer. He's a master.
What are they called, the pups?
The people who pretended to be dogs in real life.
That's not what me and Rob are doing in the gym.
Okay, you've named him.
We're doing sit-ups on that. But he always has new balls on him. So I, like, he gets them out of his bag.
And is that
and
a treat?
Yeah. No, it's not like the treat. But I do enjoy it.
Do another 10 sit-ups and you can sniff them.
But he's normally got like he's normally got like 4 or 5 of them like in a pack. So like I know. So like one is good, but like 4 or 5 new ones all in your face, really good.
If you get them in a tub, that's when they're at their best. Oh. You open up that lid, pop open that lid like a packet of Pringles and breathe it in, Scott.
So I'm not on my own here, right?
Oh, well, you kind of are with the weird dog training thing.
No, no, that's not true. But I mean the new smell of balls, tennis balls.
No, it's a great smell. Is it weird that certain smells remind you of certain things? So, for example, I will occasionally spray a bit of a deodorant that rhymes with huinks, huafrica, to...
to mask the smell of ham?
No, just to remind me of old times. That was actually my first deodorant, that was.
Of course it was.
As it was many other people's. But I always...
Well, so you still get it to remind you of when you were 14?
Occasionally, I'll wear it just to remind me of old times. But people always talk about huinks for Africa, but you never really hear about what the girl equivalent was. I think it was, like, I'm talking about with ex-girlfriends, there was a certain smell.
Yeah.
Very summery, almost quite sickly.
Yeah.
I'd never be able to name what it is. Do you know what it is?
No, but people will tell us. What was the girl equivalent of that deodorant?
What was the female girl equivalent of huinks for Africa?
Also... This might be in there. I don't know, because we're looking for one of the most popular answers, let's not forget. Is it weird to smell your boyfriend or girlfriend's clothes?
For what reason?
Just to remind you of them?
Oh, so maybe if they're away and you slip a jumper under the cushion, under the pillow.
Mm. Or just smell it. Because it does smell of them.
Yeah.
We've all done that, right?
Yeah, I don't think I've done that.
You've never done that?
I don't know, actually. If my girlfriend's away, I might roll over onto her side.
Right. Does it
well,
smell of her?
That's more a treat than a smelling thing, really.
Does it smell of her? What, because you've got more room?
Yeah, just to sort of really spread out a bit. King of my castle!
Hello! I'm really spread out now. I can't do this when you're not it.
Yeah.
This game really brings it all out of you, doesn't it?
What are we going to settle on?
Should we go with, is it weird to smell your boyfriend or girlfriend's clothes?
Do you think that's the most likely one to be typed in?
I think it might be up there.
Fine. Okay, we'll go with that then.
Sure?
Yep.
Okay.
Is it weird to smell your boyfriend's clothes, your cat, your own farts, your own poop?
Whoa!
Is it weird to smell your boyfriend's clothes? Top answer.
Yeah, incredible scenes. I thought the farts one would be on there, but I didn't think that was even worth discussing.
Is it weird to smell your cat? A bit odd.
Also, typing in, is it weird to smell your own farts, does suggest that you're worried that you're breathing in some kind of toxic gas or something, doesn't it?
I'm pleased with that, though. We got the top answer there.
Yeah, well done. We don't normally win at this game.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Zara Larsson is pretty much my favourite person on social media at the moment.
What's she saying now?
She keeps doing these pet peeves. Last one at 15:20, so not long ago. Pet peeve, when people are lining up at the gateway before the boarding starts. It's not like someone's going to take your seat. Chill. Damn.
But she's a speedy boarder probably, isn't she?
Oh, of course she's a speedy boarder. Also, Tanya's been on, sent me an email. You know I love your email. Send them in to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. She says, I think, Mills, that we can both agree that Zara Larsson is great. But did you know she has a podcast? What? It's in Swedish, and I really don't know what's happening, but the first few seconds of this particular episode are great. I knew she could sing, but not like this. And Tanya sent me the link. So it's the first few seconds of Zara Larsson's podcast. I didn't even know she had one.
No, I wasn't aware of this either.
But it's in Swedish. I'm going to actually start our podcast like this from now on, I think. Proving once again that Swedish people are friendly but mad.
What is going on?
That's it, and then it carries on in Swedish. Oof. Anyway, that's what the podcast is going to sound like tonight. We'll be singing at the beginning.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Well, this is a nice surprise. It's Matt Edmondson. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Good, have you just arrived?
I have just arrived, yeah. I've still got my coat on. Should I take it off? Is it unnerving you?
If you could look like you're staying, yeah,
depends
sure.
if there's something underneath, you know?
There is.
Not one of those.
I mean, this is not a unique observation, but it's so cold outside.
Oh, my word. Ugh.
I had that thing where my ears felt like they were going to fall off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you not have a sort of scooter hat? You know, for when you're scooting, like a flying jacket and a flying hat.
This is the problem. I don't go that fast on the scooter. I did scoot here today, despite the icy conditions. I waited for it to thaw out a bit before I set off.
You're very brave.
But we are approaching the time of year where the scooter may be packed away for a couple of months just because you've seen on Top Gear when there's a wet lap track.
Yeah.
You can't, it's the same on a scooter. The ability to brake is particularly bad when it's wet outside.
Do you do tricks on it now?
No, I don't do any tricks. I'm, as you know, very responsible scooter rider. I just use it to get from A to B and often beyond.
It's hard to do tricks on a scooter. Have you ever tried to do a wheelie on one?
No.
Don't try that. I once tried to take a corner quicker and more rapidly than I should, and I fell off and stacked it. And had that thing where I was in so much pain, and everyone was saying, "You okay?" And I pretended I was fine.
I'm fine.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. And then you're like, ooh.
So, Matt, in these cold wintry months when you have to pack it away, how will you be travelling with the normos again?
I'm going to use my legs, and I will be, just a little warning actually for everyone for the next couple of months, I'll be 10 to 15 minutes late for everything that I've got to do.
Got you.
Because my sense of timing is totally skewed. As a result of that scooter.
Right.
Totally skewed.
Okay, well, that's good for you to put it out there on the air now and let people know.
Do you remember the hoverboards that everyone had? Huh?
Well, you say remember. That was like everyone last year for Christmas had one of those. Yeah. And then they all exploded.
They all blew up. Here's today's Real or No Real with Matt Edmondson.
Police in Canada are trialling a new method of punishing criminals caught over the Christmas period, making them listen to Nickelback in the back of the police car on the way to the local jail.
Oh, well, that would make me not do any crime.
It's a good deterrent, isn't it?
No, it is.
Really?
Although, yes.
What, are you big into Nickelback?
Well, Nickelback Rockstar was a tune.
Mm-hmm.
Also, like, you're not in the back of the police car for that long. It's not like when... Do you remember you put me in a room for an hour listening to a new Pitbull one? I can't remember which one it was. Just to see if it grated at all.
Canada's a big place. There was a show on telly in the 90s called Due South, and it was about a Mountie, and he travelled vast distances to arrest people. Now, you may have to be in the car for a very long time as you navigate the Rockies.
Yeah. Listening to How You Remind Me by Nickelback on repeat.
Now, actually, that isn't a bad song. So it is slightly subjective, this, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's other artists you could have used on this, isn't there?
What? One that's universally appalling.
Yeah.
What was that one?
Care to name names?
There's always your classic sort of Daphne and Celeste Ho.
But the thing is, they did have fans because they were successful. So there'll be people out there who really like Daphne and Celeste.
No, they won't.
They will. I mean,
not in Canada.
At least two, Daphne and Celeste.
Yeah. Also, Nickelback, really big still. They sold out that stadium that rhymes with WO2 recently.
Did they?
Sold it out?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a massive arena, though.
All right, then, we'll name Nickelback.
What do you mean?
Name the members.
Chad Kroeger.
Yeah,
that's the only one everyone knows.
And go from there.
And some others. Okay, then name all of Coldplay.
Chris Martin.
Okay.
Will Champion.
Yeah.
Guy.
Yes, we'll accept that.
Yes.
Guy from Coldplay.
Will, Guy, Chris, and Jeff.
Well done. That's right.
Yes.
There we go.
Here's the thing, right? This would slightly breach people's rights, wouldn't it? Because aren't you presumed innocent until you're proven guilty? So they can't start punishing you before you've been committed of the crime. You know, they can say, we accuse you of this and we're going to transport you to the police station, but they can't start administering punishments en route.
Before you've been charged.
Exactly.
My favourite is local shops that play music outside to try and drive away teenagers, right? It's a bit ho. But they'd often play classical music, thinking that young people wouldn't. I used to love it.
Well, it's like a repellent.
I used to hang outside. I thought it was awesome.
So are police in Canada doing this new trial period of punishing criminals by making them listen to Nickelback in the back of the police car on the way to the county jail? Real or no real, Matt?
I don't think they can take the risk. Just in case someone's a big Nickelback fan and it encourages them to commit more crimes, they can't go for it. So I'm going to say that one is no real.
And Chris?
Yeah. One man's punishment is another man's reward. So for that reason, I'd also worry about this being some kind of punishment.
Some people like wearing handcuffs, even when they're not being detained by authorities.
See what I'm saying? Stay away from them bad boys and all that. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go real.
That one's real.
Police in Kensington on Prince Edward Island in Canada, near Quebec, posted on their Facebook page that they'd be bringing in this Christmas bonus edition punishment as an extra incentive not to do anything stupid over the festivities.
Right. So that isn't an official policy. Yeah. That's a Facebook viral that they're trying to make happen there.
Right, OK, Matt Edmondson, wait there. We'll do more real or no in a minute, OK?
Yeah, perfect. Looking forward to it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Here's your next fact.
If you are a millennial, it's likely that you are currently dating six people.
Matt, I hear the phrase millennial bandied about quite a bit.
Yeah.
What is a millennial, please?
They're the generation before Generation X, aren't they? Or Generation Y.
So we're all millennials in
we
this
are.
Room.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, yeah. I mean, I was born into the early noughties.
Yeah.
I'm only 14.
So late 90s, early...
Yeah, same here. Born in the 90s, raised in the noughties.
That's right. That is exactly it. Yeah. That's okay. Millennial.
Are you dating six people right now?
No, not officially. No,
unofficially?
Not at all, obviously.
I do think this is probably right, because I know several millennials, but I certainly know one who I can't name because he's on a rival radio station.
Oh.
But all I can say is it rhymes with Coman Remp.
Yes, I know exactly who you meant, even before you had to do that weird code for his name.
And he's got, I mean, six for him is like a quiet week.
Yeah, but he's got a world-famous dad, doesn't he?
Hang on. We're not giving any clues as to who he is.
Oh, sorry.
No. I wish he'd mentioned that more than he does.
Mm. I think the problem is that other people mention it and he just has to roll with it, otherwise he seems uptight about it.
Yeah, you're definitely guilty of that too.
So I think, based on him being a millennial, he's definitely dating more than six people at any one time.
Is he? Do they all know this, or have we just blown his cover?
Well, no, we haven't, because we haven't named the person on the radio.
That's true, it's all safe. Yeah.
It's fine.
Talking to millennials, I stumbled across a video of... Video? I stumbled across...
A VHS?
Flicking through YouTube.
Are you sure you're a millennial?
Old footage Matt Edmondson on CBBC.
Yeah.
Oh,
from back in the day.
Okay.
It's well worth a little watch. It's just funny seeing people that you know really well doing old jobs.
You do this all the time to me.
Oh, I love it.
It looks like I'm in a sketch where I am me now is playing a kids' TV presenter.
Yeah.
It's really terrible.
No, it's not. It's not
my
at
hair
all.
Was, you know, I basically didn't get a professional haircut, money saving tip, for about 6 years, and the results were on screen.
Well, who did it? Your mum or?
No, I did it myself.
Yes, I love it. You used to cut it yourself as well. That's such a money saving tip.
Yeah, I bought a pair of thinning scissors and thought that would do the trick.
You've revealed a lot today. I don't think I've ever dated six people at once.
No. I think it's because you're constantly kind of keeping up to date with the apps, right?
Yeah.
You've got lots of matches.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
There are embers that you're having to blow on to constantly keep them alight.
Oh, no. I think that's cheating. I think that's too easy. There was a mate of mine when I was DJing in this club in Southampton called The Cube.
And Shout out to The Cube, everyone.
Right, so it was three levels and a dance floor. And one time, one of my mates at uni, he was seeing a few people at uni. He had his girlfriend there to stay. He was also seeing two other girls on two different levels. And he was having to be completely sober that night.
And they all turned up.
Just to try and balance it.
That's like the dating equivalent of that Dawn French Vicar of Dibley sketch where she has to go to all the Christmas dinners.
Yeah, it is.
I'm looking forward to seeing that one again soon.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be on. Oh, wow. That's quite stressful, isn't it?
Really stressful.
He's got girls on every level.
He did then, yeah. Yeah, he's a changed man now.
Okay, so do you think this is real? if you're a millennial, you're likely to be dating six people right at this moment.
I mean, it seems high to me, that. So I'm going to say no real.
Matt? I'm going to say real. I think that's the way that the world is going now.
That one is real.
What?
Yeah.
Six.
Researchers in Australia found that if you are a millennial, you consider it perfectly normal to date up to six people at the same time, which explains why you sometimes are ghosted by people on the dating apps.
So Henry VIII was a millennial of his time.
Yeah.
Nice. Although they weren't at once, I don't think.
No. At the end of that round, real or no real?
It's a draw. I got 10, Matt got 10.
Thank you, Matt.
No worries at all. Thanks for having me.
When can we hear you on the radio next, please?
Well, you two are off on Friday, so I'm in for you.
Ah, yes.
We're doing Robot Wars.
So I hear... You haven't actually built a robot, though, have you? How does it work?
We're in the process of
building
the robot.
No, you're not.
We are.
So, hang on, you get teamed up with some mega geeks and they go and build a robot and then you take the credit. Is that how it works?
Not necessarily. We've been involved in the creative process, haven't we?
To a certain extent.
Here's my guess. You've submitted the name of the robot and done nothing else.
And one design feature to it.
How do you know us so well?
Well, because I know that neither of you are robot engineers. That's the biggest clue. Who else is on? Who else is on the Celebrity Edition?
We don't know. They won't tell us.
They won't tell us.
Right, okay. Is that because they're worried that if they told you, you'd turn the booking down?
They never tell you on any of these shows, do they, who you're up against?
No. All right, Matt. So Friday afternoon on this show from 1 o'clock. Thank you.
Thank you.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Back tomorrow from 1, and Cam from Sigma is on Innuendo Bingo at 1:45.